You, that is all after hours stuff.
Great.
Am I that worthless to this community that I get accused of name dropping Jeff Hoogland? Is that really that much of a...
Yes, yes.
Vertical move for me?
But you go into this rambling that sounds like, you know, absolute bullshit, no matter what you're saying, even if you're sincere.
Well, it's usually bullshit, so.
Almost always, I believe, is what you're looking for.
So, Jason, as much as you try, people could read you like a book.
Hey, Jason, you want to know what happened when you tweeted about Twilight trying to make fun of me?
What?
Somebody called.
Was it the guy named Douglas Payne?
Yes.
Yeah, I got that too.
Because he followed all of us. He must really like Twilight.
That's right.
I think it's because someone retweeted it. Like, someone who...
Let's look at who Douglas Payne is following. Helene, Nick Bekvar, me, Corbin, and Star City. So...
Yeah, it's a good group.
Probably magic related.
Oh, wait, no, it wasn't him. It was John Quinn was the one that followed me. Never mind, it was someone different.
Washington, he's from Washington, all right, because he follows the Washington alumni, the University of Washington, Washington football, and the Washington Huskies.
I'm sure this guy wants to shit out there like that. He's going to unfollow us as soon as this podcast goes out.
No.
I feel naked.
People are going to go look at me. I want to follow this guy. He's a nice, cool...
He's going to get so... University, yeah, West. Let's turn this around.
Let's blow this guy's Twitter up.
Douglas Payne.
Let's not do that.
Me.
Do you remember what happened last time we blew someone's Twitter up?
Who?
Jason's.
Douglas Payne.
Let's get Douglas Payne 2,000 Russian followers.
You know what? I'm just disappointed when we up the ante on that. Nobody came through with more Russian followers for you.
You know why? Because that probably cost money, and whoever you erased them all was like, oh my God.
We can't even get our listeners to buy a t-shirt for themselves. They're not going to buy fake followers for me. That's a bad value.
I almost bought you fake followers just to troll you, but...
How much would it cost?
We'd get into a fake follower war. If you bought 1,000 for me, I would buy 5,000 for you, and this would turn into an arms race.
Oh,
how much do they cost?
Like $5 per 1,000, right?
That's
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they're like bulk. Russian followers
like $5 per 1,000 for Russian followers?
Yeah.
So. The amount of
Can
annoyance.
Can I get like 3 of those? 3 orders of that?
So then you could catch me?
No, I'm not worried about catching you.
You're gonna send it to people.
Here, I'm gonna start a new one here. Hold on. Give me a second. I've got a hashtag that'll catch me up with yours.
Okay. Fake followers
app on Social Bakers.
Hashtag follow back, hashtag SEO.
Yes, hashtag SEO. I saw a study where like Justin Bieber I think has the most followers on Twitter at, let's find out how many. I don't follow the Biebs, so I'm gonna have to look him up.
I don't,
I swear. In fact, I can't even find, what's this dude's Twitter account?
Like
the
we
Biebs.
Would know.
What
is it? Is Girlish Figure, at Girlish Figure.
I'm gonna find it.
Who is Girlish Figure?
That's Justin Bieber's Twitter.
Alright, it was just Justin Bieber. Alright, I found it. Wow. He has 47 million followers. I saw a thing, where something like half of those followers are like bots.
Yeah, I saw a thing that said like 10 million of Obama's followers are fake.
Yeah. There's so many, and I guess like, if you think about it, every time we get a bot account that follows us, we all like block it. But, you know, if you're running one of these massive accounts, you don't do that. So, I guess it makes sense.
That's true. We'll be there one day.
What, in the millions?
Yeah, right.
I added up all the magic personalities, you don't hit 1 million followers.
If you hit the 10,000, you're fucking doing something super awesome.
Those are like Kibler numbers. Like, I don't think we'll ever hit 10,000.
Morrow, it would probably be like, you know, the biggest follow in Magic, and he has 28,000. So nobody's ever going to hit 1 million.
No, if you hit like 3,000, you're doing something. If you go past 2,000, you're actually doing something. Like Corbin is.
Wait, Corbin has more than 2,000?
Yeah.
I have 22.
Well, that shatters my illusion of your Twitter followers being at all merit-based.
Right? You just gotta tweet about Twilight more. That's how you get followers.
Yeah, I have a 1-to-1 ratio for tweeting about Twilight and getting a new follower.
Think about it. If you had
That's how superstitions get started. Oh, you got a new Twitter follower? What are you doing right when it happened? I don't know, I was tweeting about Twilight.
Tweeting about Twilight?
Just go do that a bunch. Right, man. That's how Stephanie Meyer's allowed to thrive. And hasn't been locked up. Doesn't seem right. Bradley Manning is locked up in jail, and Stephanie Meyer is running around free. That doesn't seem right to me.
Those things at all related.
We do got to understand Corbin has his sports along with Magic.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, he claims he has no
There's a different account. I have a different Twitter account because I had so many Magic people unfollow me for tweeting about sports that I stopped doing it. And I probably lost more followers than I ever gained from it. Because my sports account has like 120 followers. So like, I'm sure I lost more than that tweeting about OK Preps. There was one person. One person.
I'm beginning my Twitter campaign. Oh, you guys need to retweet for me.
Oh, you can't. You spelled prove wrong.
Did I put an extra O in there on accident?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I knew I double typed. I couldn't tell on my keyboard because
it's all wrong. I'm retweeting this before you change it, you fucking scrub.
Please do.
Disrupting Michelle with an M.
Yeah, that's fine. I can't actually see it when I'm typing. That's how bad my phone is now. It's all guesswork at this point.
Yeah, you're not going to get a new phone.
It's like $600. You want to pay for a new phone?
My God.
It goes up by $100 every time you tell a story.
That's true.
I know. It's because phones are expensive.
Oh, man.
Better buy one now. Phones are spiking.
Phones are going on the rise forever.
Ryan is breaking market news.
$100 every time you talk to him.
Oh, my goodness.
And he has a plan with Verizon, which is the Star City Games of cell phone plans.
Actually, they're pretty good, Verizon, quality-wise.
About the difference.
Sprint is actually, like, do you have Metro PCS where you guys live?
All I have is AT&T, and that's what I have.
Corbin doesn't have a metropolitan area in his whole state.
Shut up. We have several.
Yeah, we got them all, and fucking Sprint's just barely better than like Metro PCS is unlimited everything for $40 a month.
Got my first favorite, Corbin. I'm on my way.
Okay. What are you? Is the hashtag you're trying to get going? Okay, ineps.
Yeah.
Okay, ineps.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's not the worst thing you've ever tweeted.
Doesn't mention his genitals at all.
No, I think the worst thing I ever tweeted was during that campaign when I got shit-faced at Jason's house.
Oh my, yeah, Ryan and I got totally trashed and we were watching like the second Obama-Romney debate. And Ryan just went off on Twitter about the binders full of women thing. And Heath Newton from MTGO Traders got into it with him. It was so funny.
I just told everybody to go fuck themselves. That was pretty much the extent of the conversation. It was bad.
Ryan said, I'm drunk, so fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much. He was like, I'm unfollowing you. I'm like, good. I wouldn't want you as a follower anyway. Was my exact response.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was bad. I lost some followers. Totally worth
He's
it.
He's like, I don't disagree with you politically, but you need to calm down. And Ryan's like, war garble!
not wrong.
The guy who favorited that tweet favorites everything.
Yep. Don't care. Victory's mine.
Hey, that guy's my favorite follower. Let's be nice.
I like him too. He writes actually, he's like the top Google hit when you Google Magic stuff. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he follows me and unfollows me from time to time and I asked him why. He was like, it depends on what you tweet.
Oh, he's not following me anymore.
Yeah, I don't follow him anymore.
I follow him. I like
that. Well, I mean, he keeps following and unfollowing.
Who is he?
He writes for TheExaminer.com.
It's some David Levitt or something?
Yeah, he's got 3,600 followers, so. He's not a nobody.
Is he a magic person?
It would be one more if he would stop unfollowing me.
Oh, you guys actually like go and unfollow people who unfollow your stuff?
Yeah.
I have no clue who he is. That's pretty cool. I don't follow him and he still follows me.
There's an app that is called Unfollow that just tells you who follows and when people unfollow you. And
you can have the smallest penis possible.
Why follow people that don't follow you?
Well, yeah, it's like the way it works for me is if I see something annoying in my feed, I'll click on the person, and if they don't follow me, I'm more likely to unfollow. I mean, or I'll forgive somebody's annoying tweet or something I don't care about, or if I see several tweets in a row that I think are dumb, and they don't follow me, I maybe unfollow. But I follow way too many people anyways. It's hard to actually keep up with stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm there too, man.
I just don't actually pay attention to any of it.
Yeah,
it
Ryan
really
opens up Twitter, and he goes to the connections page and see if anybody mentions him, and then if they didn't, he just logs off of Twitter.
I mean, I do that sometimes.
I thought that was the point of Twitter, actually. I just realized that there was, like, a bigger deal to it. I've been tweeting.
What is a Twitter
plotting
feed?
It's noise. That's what it is.
I clicked this button, and there were all these tweets that were talking to more than me, and I was really confused.
See, the more
listening. Twitter's only for talking and being listened to. God.
The more that Ryan explains his understanding of technology. Corbin looks more and more smarter and smarter.
More and more smarter and smarter.
I knew you were gonna. I was gonna say it if you didn't.
You just.
I said Corbin and Corbin more and more smarter and smarter. I said everything twice.
No, more smarter was more the issue I had than the double. <Yep. laughs>
I like how Ryan had an issue with that, but like that's officially a Ryanism.
Yeah, it is. But if he's gonna call me out, then you've gotta call me out in correct English, if that's what you're calling me out about.
If you have second grade grammar, it may be a Ryanism.
Oh boy.
I learned that at my local LGS.
Or WordPress. WordPress is a problem. We need to fix that program. It is way too complicated.
Oh, you guys.
Was that after hours? Did we record that? Because Ryan versus WordPress was like the funniest fight of the week.
Yeah, I was going to put that as after hours. I was going to listen to our before's.
Please do.
Oh my god, that was so goddamn funny.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I don't give a shit. I mean, Corbin's not the only one who should look like an idiot.
Alright.
That's kind of his niche, though. Like, what's
left?
Yeah,
but it's my niche, too.
Become the idiot, we don't need Corbin anymore.
Yeah, get off my nuts.